Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, continuing my series, Life is Not Happening to You, It's Happening Through You. And we're going to talk about always be working on your mind. And this kind of came up as I was writing the notes for the previous show, which was me sharing how I manifest. And one of the things that I do when I'm devoted to a manifestation and I believe it's backed with belief, is that I'm always working on my mind around it. I immerse myself in it. I see it as possible. It's not like, oh, I made a vision board today and don't look at it again. No, I'm always working on it, always working on my mind, always aligning with it, always getting closer and closer and closer. And who's the person that would have this, and how do they believe, and what would I believe? And I have this now. I'm always working on my mind, and whether that's affirmations are great for me, but whatever works for you, do it. So always be working on your mind, because as you shift out of the perspective that life is happening to you and you start to see that life is happening based on the energy within you, and you know that the energy within you, so much of it starts with your mind, what you believe, what you think. What you think is what you say. So your words matter. The actions that you take, I'm always working on refining those. So if I identify a limiting belief, I dig it up. And even when I'm finding them resisting doing the work, I see that as a sign. I'm like, oh, there's a place to do some work. So always be working on your mind. Immerse yourself in it. And I'm not saying everything needs to be like deep, deep spiritual work. Let me introduce myself for those of you who just found this podcast. I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things. If you want to do extraordinary things, check out my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. So as you're working on your mind, it's not like... I think sometimes people look at self-work and like, oh, Amy, that's just another thing on my to-do list. Well, if you're looking at it that way, you don't want what you want bad enough. And I'm not being a jerk about that. As a matter of fact, I heard a teacher recently who I really respect. She has a pretty big YouTube following. And she was like, I don't agree with teachers saying that you need a burning desire. And I'm like, you don't work with people one-on-one. I've been working with people one-on-one for over a decade. And if someone doesn't really, really want something, they don't show up. They can invest thousands of dollars in working with me. And if they don't really, really want something and it's not backed with a true, true burning desire, just human nature, we don't do it. And so I myself included, like shit I don't really want, I might say on the surface and logically and be bummed that it didn't happen. But when I stepped out of that situation, I was like, this didn't have any roots. I didn't do any work around it, right? I didn't really, really put myself in the lane of receiving because I didn't do anything, right? I maybe made a call here or there or showed up here, but I didn't really back it with any energy. Or I was living in, well, if this shows up, then I guess it's going to work out. When I'm living that way, I can't get anything going, right? And so I do think humans, and I get this teacher may not be doing one-on-one work in the way that I do, and she's probably not a master intuitive in the way that I am, but I read energy all the time, and I can tell you when somebody's going to manifest something and when they're not, by the words that they say, by telling me what they believe about life, by even just a, you know, get to know you start of the conversation, hey, how you doing? I can tell by that frequency if they're going to manifest what they want. And if their desire is backed with enough energy for it to manifest into form. And so one of the ways in which people don't back things with energy is because they're holding some belief, some thought, something that's keeping them from being all in. And that is why you work on your mind. So even if you don't want to do deep, deep, deep self-work the way I have done, or you don't want to invest in some therapy to work on your childhood issues, you don't have to. Just be committed. Find an affirmation recording that specifically speaks to whatever you're working on. Not just like, you are prosperous, you are abundant. No. If you want to be a fucking millionaire, find some millionaire affirmations and listen to them over and over again. If you want to be in a romantic relationship, I don't want you just listening to airy fairy affirmations or like, you are love and light. Yes, you are all those things. Think of those as a secondary. But really, you are now in a relationship where you are loved and respected and cared for. Get really, really specific. Work on your mind in that way. And there are a lot of ways to work on your mind. Affirmations to me, I think, is the easiest right now because there's tons of affirmation recordings on YouTube that you can listen to for free that specifically speak to whatever it is that you're working on. I mean, I remember once I was really concerned about paying rent and I found an affirmation. It was a very good one, but I played it over and over and over and over and over again and money started to flow in, right? Like it just, there's so much available to us in this time space reality where we can work on specifics, not just you are prosperous and no. And if, and I'm not like putting down old timey affirmation recordings at all. No, I think it just depends on the teacher. I think Florence, The Game of Life and How to Play It, the woman that wrote that, Florence, her first name's Florence Schwivner something. She has this three-part name. I think her books spoke specifically, like she talked about your bank account being full. She talked about really specific things. She talked about being open and receptive. And I think we are living in a time where we have to be specific. I think we're exposed to so much metaphysical information now. Any resistance that we have, the inner devils within us can hide in, I'm listening to, I am prosperous. And then you don't feel like you need to do any work, but you need to be in it. You need to shift your consciousness. If you're holding some resistance around the specifics of your prosperity, maybe you're holding some resistance around having money around and what it would mean to be a high earner, then you need to look at those things. And that's what I'm talking about, working on your mind and being consistent about that. So if you really want to shift energy in a really powerful way, start working on your mind and working on it in a way that aligns with your desire and what you're looking to manifest, and be really specific about it. Heal what needs to be healed. You know, if you grew up in a home that always was delinquent on bills, then you might have to record your own affirmations where you're like, I'm always paid ahead on time with bills. Work on your mind. Because here's the thing, all you have to do is convince yourself. That's it. When you convince yourself that that's the new reality and that's all that you're available for, then things start to show up accordingly. If it's not showing up, it means you haven't convinced yourself yet. And the power to convince yourself is all within you. And if you think about it, we're convincing ourselves to do things that really move ourselves forward. It's not taking us backwards to look at really specific aspects of our financial life, of our health. Like, oh, my digestion is healthy, instead of I am happy, healthy, and well. Like, that is great, man, great affirmation, but get into the specifics. If you really struggle with a particular area, work on that and really work on it on all levels. You know, if you need to go do healing work, do that. If you need to do visualizations, do that. If you, whatever it takes, and be consistent until you shift your mind, until you're at the place where even if it hasn't shown up, you already believe you have it. And then that's how you know it'll manifest. So life is not happening to you. It's happening through you. You have the power to shift the energy within your own mind to create the reality that you want. You're in charge of your mind. And yes, 5 gazillion thoughts will flow to your mind on any given day. And as I've said before in this series, you get to decide what you're going to focus on. You can choose to focus on the junky thoughts, you can choose to focus on nothing, or you can choose to focus on what you really fucking want. And even as you're looking at that, you might be like, let's refine this focus so I'm getting to the heart of it. Like, so I want to be prosperous because I want to live in my divine abundance because I want to be in a lasting, loving relationship because, and play there. and see where you need to shift your mind and shift your way of being so that you can create the result that you want. You are in charge of your mind. And if you're showing up half-assed, then there's something going on in your mind that says you're not allowed to show up full out because it probably won't happen. So then you need to work on belief and faith. So work on belief and faith. I believe that what I want is going to happen, and name what it is that you want and keep saying that to yourself and keep saying that to yourself. And if you're feeling uncomfortable as you're saying it, get clear. Why am I uncomfortable with this? Oh, you know, now that I think about it, my dad tried to do something similar and it didn't work for him. And I have to remember how bad, you know, I was 6 years old and I saw him crying in front of my mom because he was disappointed in himself. And I don't want to ever feel that way. Oh, well. You got to clean up that story. Just tell yourself a new story like, oh, well, that was my dad and he went through that. And I understand he went through that. And that doesn't need to be a reflection of me. And it doesn't need to be the result of my life. And God would never do it that way. Somebody's result, my father's result is what has to be my result. No, we were all given free will. And yes, that's my parent and I love them and I respect them, but I don't need to hold myself back because of that. Right. So I get to move forward. Do you see how just in this moment, in that example, I cleared that belief when it was just an example. Right. And so you get to do the same thing with your own mind. You're in charge of your mind and be willing to step into that and be firm in that and be strong in that and be powerful in that. Cause when your mind's on board, you become, one more time, unstoppable. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are ready to become unstoppable, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week that you can use on your journey to help you shift energy and create the reality that you most want to be living. Thank you for listening to the show, and I look forward to connecting with you again. I've got 3 more shows left in the series. Take care of yourself.